And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Critical Health News with us. Ben, when people recognize you or hear you, do they see you? Do they talk about the radio show and how much you've helped them?
An anonymous quantity. People don't really know who I am. They know my voice sometimes. People don't know who I am exactly. I got a face for radio, George.
But they love what you do for them, don't they?
I don't want to take credit for it because it's just information, but I'm a lucky guy. I get to share the information. I get to help people. And when I help people, my hormones, oxytocin and serotonin and dopamine, go up. I feel better about myself. So, and it's a beautiful thing that the Lord set up the system so that we feel better when we help others. And to me, that's what we're here for, is to make a difference in the world, and I'm blessed to be able to do that.
We did a show last night on anxiety with a doctor who did a great job for us. CriticalHealthNews.com has what is called De-Stress. How does that work?
Absolutely. You know, De-Stress is such a cool product because it has one of the most underappreciated and underrecognized of all the nutrients, and that's something called vitamin B5 or pantothenic acid, which is extremely important for the adrenal glands. In fact, pantothenic acid is not just important for the adrenal glands. That's your stress glands, George. That's the glands that make the stress hormone cortisol. And vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, which is in the de-stress, in fact, that's the star, the hero of the de-stress, is not just important for stress and for the adrenal glands, but it's also important for the skin. For people who have oily skin and acne, vitamin B5 or pantothenic acid can do incredible things. And vitamin B5 or pantothenic acid is also important for energy, for people who are low energy or feeling fatigued, and a lot of folks have problems with energy levels. And interestingly, anxiety and low energy go hand in hand. You wouldn't think that would be the case. You would think that if you have anxiety, you have high energy. But actually, if you have low energy, sometimes stress hormone will go up, and that'll make you feel anxious. So vitamin B5 is important for stress. It's important for energy levels. It's important for the skin. In fact, there's probably no cell in the body that doesn't benefit from vitamin B5, which is, as I say, the hero in that de-stress.
Back to the calls. International line. Brent is with us in Canada. Hello, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. How are you guys this morning?
All well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brent.
It's 12:12 Mountain Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
I want to fasten your seatbelt, everybody. This is going to rock your world.
Okay.
I turned 58 years old on Mother's Day. I've been a celiac for 48 years. I've been gluten-free in the middle of January for 20 years now.
Wow.
I almost died 4 or 5 times, ambulance rides to the hospital, massive chest pains.
Oh.
I don't need Dr. Oz to tell me that I'm having a heart attack. I drive myself because I don't wait for an ambulance. And I don't want to pay $480. No, thank you. I want to say one thing. First off, I miss Art Bell. I've never heard George Norrie rattled in my 30 years listening to Coast now. I started when I was 28 years old. I have photographic memory. I have an excellent memory. Every show that I've heard, George, and Ben with you, I remember everything. And today, you got me going. I should be in bed. Guess what? I broke my little toe.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
It hurts.
Yeah, little toe. Little toe's not so little once it's broken. That's a serious thing.
So I looked it up, and it says if you hear it crack or you see it twisted or contorted, then it's broken, right? The doctor looks at it, and he says, he doesn't even touch it. He goes, that's broken. You're off work for a week. I hobbled for like 6 weeks. I worked at a brewery. Okay, my point of phoning tonight, George Norrie and Ben Fuchs and Dr. Joe Wallach, there's 3 things about them that I want everyone to learn tonight. And please take this very, very seriously. Cornelius is listening. He's my favorite caller. He's my favorite American in Louisiana. You guys are cool, calm, and number one, you have common sense, which no one has anymore.
That's great. Thank you so much, Brent.
Well said.
You leaky gut.
Leaky gut, yes, sir.
When I changed schools in grade 5, the stress was bipolar to me. I went from the calmest school. I grew up a Catholic. My mom was very strict Irish lady. My father was German Austrian, and my mom, Sullivan, George will laugh at this, she hated my medical marijuana. It saved me of celiac disease. I used to call her Sergeant Sullivan of the RCMP NARC unit.
Well, son, what is a leaky gut anyways, Ben?
Isn't that interesting? I love how that sounds, leaky gut. Technically, they call it intestinal permeability syndrome or leaky gut syndrome. And I love that word syndrome because that tells you, when you hear the word syndrome, that tells you a lot of things are happening from one cause. So you have metabolic syndrome, for example, or acquired immune deficiency syndrome, and you have leaky gut syndrome. Syndrome is when you have a whole bunch of stuff that happens associated with a leaky gut. Leaky gut is when you literally, George, literally develop leaks in the intestine. This allows particles from the intestine to go into the bloodstream. Now, if you've ever, after you eat a meal, you don't want to know what's in your intestine after you eat a meal. It's gooey and slimy and dark and mushy. It's filled with bacteria. And so when we eat, when our intestine becomes leaky, all the stuff that we eat that's been digested that sits in the intestine, it gets into the bloodstream. Exactly, right? And it's even worse than that because you have bacteria. Sometimes you have too much bacteria in the intestine. Small intestine is not supposed to have a lot of bacteria, and those get into the bloodstream. Particles from the bacteria go into the bloodstream. Immune cells go into the bloodstream. Now, remember, George, the blood is no mere red liquid. You know, we have this idea that the blood is just some red stuff that's floating around, that's flowing around the body. No, the blood is like almost like an organ. It's got gases and oxygen and glucose and hormones and fats and vitamins and all kinds of stuff is in the blood, and everything has to be kept so pristine. You know, have you ever seen how they make computer chips, George, where you have to wear gowns because if a little hair or gets into a computer chip?
No, it's got to be pristine.
Pristine. Has to be sterile. That's how the body, that's how the blood has to be. But when you get this leaky gut, stuff from the intestine gets into the blood, and that throws everything off. And what the body then does is it coagulates or clots or makes the blood more sticky and viscous. And this hypercoagulable blood, that's what technically what they call it, I call it dirty blood, is behind every single chronic degenerative disease you can name. And we just talked about how 60% of Americans have at least one chronic degenerative disease. Almost 120 or 130 million Americans have chronic degenerative diseases. They're all of them can be sourced to dirty blood, and almost always it's leaky gut that's causing this dirty blood. Now, the exception is if you inject, and that's why you got to be careful what you inject into the blood, if you know what I'm talking about. You don't just inject things into the blood because you don't want to catch a cold, or you don't want to get sick, you don't want to get a flu. You got to be very, very, very conscientious about what gets into the blood through injection. And if you're dealing with a leaky gut, it's critical, absolutely critical to address this if you're dealing with any chronic degenerative disease. And this, the gentleman who just talked, Brent, he had celiac disease, which is gluten intolerance disease. And that's almost a classic sign of leaky gut. And by the way, you can also have a leaky brain in addition to a leaky gut, where you develop permeability, the blood vessels in the brain become permeable and stuff leaks out into the brain. And this is one of the causes of mental health issues, organic brain disease issues, probably Alzheimer's disease and dementias, likely Parkinson's disease issues. And all of this is associated with toxicity that gets into the blood. It's so simple, George. Brent was saying how he likes the common sense of this. This is common sense, people. We have been hypnotized, entranced into thinking that this is complicated, that we cannot do it ourselves, that we've got to have go to a medical deity, somebody who's got credentials and who's studied for years and years and years and who understands all the different molecular mechanisms. No, that's a lie, and it doesn't serve us, and it disempowers us, and it makes us think that we can't do this ourselves. And I've been working with patients now for 40 years, George, and I am telling you, we can do this. If you are suffering from a long-term chronic degenerative disease, you should know it is reversible. Even cancer is reversible. I was just reading while we were on the break an article from the Journal of Natural Science, Biology, and Medicine. The spontaneous regression of cancer. This is the title of the article. The spontaneous healing of cancer has been observed for hundreds and thousands of years. I'm reading that all from the article in a peer-reviewed journal. People, we can do this. And you don't have to be bamboozled by the medical model and the pharmaceutical model that says that you're going to be on this medicine the rest of your life and there's nothing that you can do. We can all do this, and it's so unfair. It's so anti-human the way our medical model treats chronic degenerative disease. And by the way, it's not about individual doctors. The individual doctors are beautiful people for the most part. It's the model that is messed up.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Roberta's with us now in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Roberta.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi. Dr. Wallach always said, you made blind people see. I'm not blind, but I'm almost there. And is there any way you can help me to see?
What?
I'm blind in one eye and very little vision in the other eye.
I'm so sorry. What was the diagnosis? Was it glaucoma or macular degeneration?
I have severe MCS, and all the ophthalmologist said was your eyes are falling apart like the rest.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, you know, I always tell people there's only one disease. It's called MBFA disease, my body is falling apart disease. That's the one disease, and they're all derivatives of MBFA disease, and I'm so sorry to hear this. Yeah, there's a few things that I would recommend that you do. Now, as I said earlier, when you have chronic breakdown and degeneration and the doctor's just blaming it on age, you got to work on the blood. That's the first thing I would think of. So all the things we just talked about with keeping the blood clean and leaky gut and all that. But if you wanted some direct strategies just for the eyes, Jeffy's got a great product called Ocutive that can help you with your eyes. There's also another product called Vision FX that might also help you with your eyes. And then as far as specific nutrients go, you might want to get on Zinc FX, they call it. Zinc FX is important for eye health. And then also vitamin C is very important for eye health. Jeffy's got a great vitamin C product. And then last thing, by the way, for folks who are dealing with eye problems is pigments, greens and blues and yellows. You get those and reds. You get those, of course, from green leafy vegetables and vegetables in general. And here's a little tip for you. Whenever you want to get your pigments from vegetables for your eyes, make sure you braise your vegetables in butter. That will release the pigments and make them easier for you to access into the blood and make them more readily available for the eyes. And then also this strategy for pigments that protects your eyes is also important for the skin. And you can actually use eye vitamins for your skin. I don't know if you know this, George, but if you use eye vitamins, you'll find that you're not burning as readily when you go out in the sun, and you'll be able to go out in the sun regularly without having to worry about photo damage. So eye vitamins, ma'am, is the first thing I would think of, and then also take care of that leaky gut issue that we talked about earlier.
And if you missed anything, Roberta, call this number for sure, 1-855-949-7234. They've taken notes on what pharmacist Ben has just said in case you missed anything.
And tell you for the, you know, everybody, if you're interested in this stuff, and I know I talk fast and there's a lot of information, but get on the website and sign up for that newsletter. The new newsletter, we write articles. I personally write articles on there every week, and we've got all kinds of video on the website. We've got all kinds of videos. And if you sign up for the website tonight, you can download a free food diary. You can start your journey back to health if you're dealing with a chronic disease.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Greg in Nashville wants to know your opinion of routine chiropractic care.
Love chiropractors. Love, love, love chiropractic medicine. It is amazing. You know, I often talk about Rolfing, my favorite body work. Rolfing is when they break up scar tissue and fibrosis in the muscles and the joints, et cetera. And that's amazing body work. Chiropractors specialize in body work. And not only just body work, also alternative medicine. They're experts in alternative medicine, and I am a big, big fan of chiropractic medicine.
Let's go to Sean in California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Sean.
Yeah, good evening, George. Ben was talking earlier about tangy tangerine. I was going to start by sharing a tip I learned, because if you don't want to blend it up or try and mix it, I just take a standard 16-ounce cold plastic bottle of water and use a funnel and fill it up, and that way you can stir it up really good, and the bottle goes into the recycling bin.
Are you from Missouri by any chance?
California.
Where?
Cali.
Okay, you sound, remind me of Dr. Wallach, the way you talk there. You know, let me tell you something interesting about Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you put it in a blender and create a vortex, you will actually electrify the liquid. The ions, the plant-derived minerals, and the ionic minerals that are in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine are literally electrified by being put in a vortex. So your tip is good. I like that. But if you have access to a blender when you do your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you'll actually get electrical energy. You'll actually not just electrical energy. You'll also structure the water when you blend it. So you'll get structured water, which is a very special kind of water that's coherent and conducts electrical energy more effectively and processes information more effectively, and you'll electrify the liquid as well. I know, George, have you heard of structured water, coherent water?
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing. It conducts electrical energy. One of the ways we process information so rapidly from head to toe, you know, you stub your toe and you feel it immediately, your brain processes it immediately. One of the reasons why information passes so rapidly through the body is because of the structured water.
Let's go to first-time caller Joe in California. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good evening, Ben.
Hey, Joe.
And George, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I want to start and give you a little background. I have been through the cancer journey.
Okay.
I was not expected to live. I had a tumor that grew from a walnut to a cantaloupe in about 4 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of my right flank.
Wow.
It ended up being a very high-grade soft tissue sarcoma stage 3.
Wow.
I endured 5 weeks radiation, 2 surgeries, 7 weeks in the hospital.
Mm.
I lost 65 pounds. I looked like a skeleton by the end of it as my body was fighting for its life.
Hmm.
But I was fiercely determined to live and beat the odds.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I changed a lot of things in my life, overhauled all of my dietary needs.
Nice.
I made exercising every day a priority.
Nice.
Including hitting the gym every day. My gym's open 24 hours a day, so there's no excuses.
Awesome.
I also power walk up to 5 miles a day, 4 days a week. I'm very blessed to live in the Sun Belt of Southern California.
Wow.
So there's no excuses. And once you go through the cancer journey, it's a very humbling, grateful experience to be alive. Unfortunately, on my mother's side of the family, there is so much cancer.
Mm.
I lost my mother to the disease, all 3 of her sisters, my grandfather, 2 cousins, and I just had a couple more cousins diagnosed with a couple more different types. So it seems to... there's a genetic component or environmental, but another thing I did was practice forgiveness, letting go of the people that deeply harmed me and hurt me.
Wow.
And one of my friends said, well, how can you forgive somebody that did that? I go, forgiveness is for me.
Yeah, that's right.
They may not deserve forgiveness, but I deserve the peace and serenity associated with forgiveness. And that was a major component of my healing. And I would say 35% of it was physical. And 65% of it was mental, going through the cancer journey.
Wow.
I recently just had my yearly CT scan, and I have surpassed 8 years disease-free, no recurrence from a tumor that was 20 centimeters. I mean, by the grace of God, I'm still here. It was not my time. But I just like to tell my story and give hope and support groups to the ones that have just recently been diagnosed, because I know how scary it is. I know how terrifying and stressful and... you know, we've all been impacted by this very cruel disease.
It sounds like you did everything right, Joe. Good for you. Just keep up doing what you're doing. We're going to come back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com and take final calls in just a moment. And welcome back, George Norrie, our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that number again to call for assistance. You can call tonight, tomorrow, whenever you want. 1-855-949-7234 or 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of it that way if you can't write down the number. Let's go back to the calls. George in Miami to get us started. Hey, George, welcome.
Hello. Yes, I heard at the beginning of the program, pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying that all pharmaceutical drugs have side effects and they should be avoided if possible. And he said that there's usually something in nature that can take the place of the pharmaceutical drug. I fell from a ladder, and I went to the hospital. They operated me. I had a fracture on my right leg where it joins my hip. And And then when I was at the hospital, I was feeling I couldn't urinate well, you know, and they put a tube on me to urinate better. And I still had the tube, you know. And they gave me, when they released me from the hospital, they gave me a drug. It's called Tamsulosin, which is, I guess, generic for Flomax. So I wanted to know if there's something natural that can be done to so that I can stop taking that medication.
Well, is there still damage there? Is there still damage to the tissue? Do you know?
Damage?
If you have damage to the tissue, you need something like an intense drug like that. But you shouldn't. What you want to look at is.
Well, he's still on a catheter, Ben.
He's still on the catheter?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to. There are times when you need prescription drugs. So I don't want to mislead you and say that you can replace prescription drugs all the time. It's when you're on a drug chronically long term that you want to focus on how you can heal the body to get off of the drug. So in the case of Flomax, which is a drug that obviously helps you urinate, supports urination, there are nutrients that you can use that will make the drug more effective, and ultimately your goal should be to wean yourself off the drugs. But a couple of things that I would think of right off the top of the bat is zinc for one, and vitamin C for two, and then there's a wonderful steroid nutrient called beta-cytosterol. You get all of these in Longevity's ProstFX product, and that's the kind of where you want to focus is on nutrients that support the prostate. Now, you don't have a prostate issue, but prostate problems will also cause problems with urination, and these nutrients that help the prostate support prostate health may benefit urination. Flomax is a real powerful, what they call alpha blocker that works with the nervous system, and you're not going to really be able to duplicate an alpha blocking kind of drug with nutrition. But your goal should be to somehow figure out how to work on the tissue so you heal more effectively. The alpha blocker drugs are not replaceable, and those are really powerful neurological blockers that relax the muscles in the urinary tract, making it easier for you to urinate. But that's a tough one because that's a mechanical traumatic issue that you're trying to deal with. That's not a chronic degenerative disease type of issue.
Next up, Janet in Illinois is with us. Hi, Janet. Go ahead.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'll get to the point, but the short history is in September of 2023, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer stage 3. May of 2024, I ended up having surgery where they took the whole woman package, restructured my bowel, took a lymph node and an adrenal gland, not the adrenal gland, the appendix. Since then, I've been on chemo. The cancer came back within a few months. It was back. So the thing is, I've been on three types of chemo. I just got off the last chemo last week because it stopped working. And I want to go with my first mind of trying to see if my own body can heal it. And I was concerned saying that if you take nutrients and vitamins to build your body and build your own immune system, does it also build the cancer cell?
Yeah, that's does it also what with the cancer cells kill
it? Does it build them up?
Yeah, that's the medical thinking is that if you take I laugh when I think about that. This the craziness of that idea that the nutrients will somehow make you sicker because they'll support carcinogenesis. That's not how the body works. It's a complete misunderstanding of nutrition. However, I will tell you this. That's not going to happen, ma'am. I will tell you this, though. There's a molecule that's produced in the intestine and also comes from foods called histamine, which you may have heard of. Histamine is, most people think of when they think of histamine, they think of allergies. But histamine really is an interesting molecule that's produced by bacteria in the intestine. And it's also found in specific foods. Some of the foods that we consider to be good foods are actually high histamine foods, particularly leftovers, cured meat, cheeses,
Bananas can be a high histamine fruit, pineapples. So a lot of foods that we consider to be good foods are actually high histamine foods. The reason that's important is because there's a very important link between ovarian cancer and this molecule called histamine. Histamine actually will promote cell growth. It will make cancers more active. It will stimulate the estrogen receptors, which can also increase ovarian cancer cells. It changes the microenvironment of the tumor. So it's a very, very important and underappreciated molecule associated with ovarian cancer. Now, what I would say to you, ma'am, is it's very likely that you have a history of digestive health issues, just by hearing what you're talking about, and that's not being addressed by your chemotherapy. While you may need the chemotherapy, they're not taking care of the cause of the ovarian issue. Now, if you've had your appendix taken out and they've resectioned you, chances are pretty good you're going to be dealing with some kind of digestive health problem that can exacerbate the problems with histamine. So in addition to lowering your intake of histamine-containing foods and histamine-triggering foods, you may want to start working on intestinal health. Jeffy has an amazing product called I-26. I know you and I have talked about this before, George.
I love that stuff.
It's amazing stuff, right? It helps kill excess bacteria that can produce histamine. There are also natural antihistamine molecules that you can take. For example, vitamin C is a natural antihistamine. You get that in Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Endocannabinoids like hemp FX. I don't know if you know this, George, but the cannabinoids have antihistaminic properties. The aforementioned zinc from Zinc FX from Longevity has antihistaminic properties. And one of my all-time favorite antihistamines, and this is not necessarily for the histamine that's in your sinuses, but histamine that comes out in your digestive tract, is, believe it or not, melatonin. And Longevity's got a really, really nice melatonin product called Sleepies. I don't know if you have problems sleeping, George, but if you ever have problems, issues with sleep, that's Sleepies, which contains melatonin in addition to a few other relaxing supplements and nutrients.
Sleep? What sleep, Ben?
Sorry, it's not called Sleepies. It's called our melatonin gummies. Sleepies is another product. Our melatonin gummies. That's funny, George. You probably don't sleep a lot, I can imagine, being up this late. But the melatonin gummies are amazing for putting you to sleep. And that might be something that might also help you with your histamine.
Well, let me say this to Janet, though, first of all. Janet, do not stop your traditional medical advice and treatment. Do not stop that at all. But something you might want to try, in addition to everything you're doing medically, is take 3 raw almonds a day and eat them. These were the words of Edgar Cayce, a Health American prophet, who came up with some astounding things about health issues, which modern medicine is practicing a lot of the things he said.
We
talked about this before, Ben. Yeah. Almonds have some kind of medicinal property in there.
Amygdalin, they call it. Yeah, Edgar Cayce was amazing, and he did talk a lot about whole foods and alkaline diets, and he talked about eating vegetables and fruits, et cetera. And you're right, he did talk about amygdalin is the active ingredient that you're referring to. But Edgar Cayce, man, that guy was amazing. How did he do that, George? That's crazy. He'll go to sleep.
He did it in a sleeping state, and some spirits gave him the information.
Amazing stuff. And a lot of the stuff, like you say, medical science is verifying a lot of the stuff he talked about today, particularly with castor oil.
He loved that stuff.
He loves castor oil, right? And castor, as it turns out, the castor bean is highly medicinal. Now, how the heck did Edgar Cayce know that in the 1920s?
It's crazy. All right, and you agree with me about telling Janet, do not stop a medical treatment?
You're 100% correct, 100% correct. Yeah, in fact, the nutrients that we talk about, and this is really important, George, I say to people, you want to wean yourself off your meds if you can. That's true. But nutrients will make your medications work better. You understand? Nutrients will support your medications, and they will allow you to wean yourself off your medications because they will help enhance the potency of the meds so you won't need the high doses. And that's why nutrients can support medications. And eventually, you'll ultimately be able to wean yourself off, hopefully. But while you're taking your meds, if you use nutrients, that will allow the doctor to prescribe a lower dose, and that is always in your interest.
Final text and tweet. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, Sheila in Maryland wants to know what you think of her getting PRP for her tennis elbow.
PRP is amazing. You know what PRP is?
What is that?
You heard of PRP? PRP is a platelet-rich plasma. It's a medical treatment where they take your own There's a component in the blood called platelets, which help the blood heal, help the body heal, involving clotting and wound healing. And they take the platelets and they concentrate them. And then they draw your blood, they separate out the platelets in a centrifuge device, and then they inject the concentrated plasma into the specific area. So you get a high density of platelets in that area in the tennis elbow for this gal. And yes, it can be really, really, really important. You can use it for hair loss. You can use it for skin rejuvenation. They use it for wrinkles and for photo damage. And yes, you can definitely use it for tennis elbow. It's great. I'm a big believer in it.
Let's go to Maria in Florida. Get you in here, Maria. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Almost 50 years ago, I fell and I broke my femur. Mm. And the doctor at the time told me that I would probably develop arthritis later on, and which is true. I not always have it, but I do limp sometimes, and it is painful sometimes. Mm. But that's the only part of my body that has any problems. And recently, we were invited to a presentation, a dinner, that provided information about stem cell treatments. And so that's my question to you all. How do you feel about that?
Yes. Stem cell treatment is very interesting because they give you stem cells, but the stem cells have to have the right environment in order to do their work. They call it a niche, N-I-C-H-E, niche. And if the niche is not appropriate, the stem cells aren't going to help you. So, you know, you may want to try the stem cells, but most importantly, you want to work on the environment that the stem cells are going to be injected into. And, of course, that involves nutritional supplementation. So I would get on all the nutrients that are involved with joint health and bone health, including most especially the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack from Youngevity. Vitamin C is very important, the CFX if you're using Youngevity products. Essential fats are very important. So there's a bunch of stuff that you could do to help support the stem cell. If you do indeed get the stem cell therapy, there's a bunch of nutrients that you could take to support the stem cells. And primarily, I would be using the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. There's a bunch of stuff you could do, but that would be the first thing that I would do.
And Maria, let me recommend it. Go to healthylooking.com, another website which deals a lot with stem cells, healthylooking.com. They're starting to inject stem cells into people's spines who have back issues.
Yeah, stem cells are amazing, but the environment that the stem cell is injected to has to be appropriate for the stem cell to be effective. And that's what sometimes miss with stem cell therapy, and that's why, kind of like what we were just talking about with nutrition. You know, nutrition helps these medical procedures and pharmaceutical agents work better. And that's the beauty of a nutritional supplement program is everything else you're doing, whether it's diet or whether it's exercise or whether it's medical procedures or whether it's medication, they'll all work better within a context of good nutrition. And that's what Youngevity is all about. And if you missed anything, if people are listening, missed any of this stuff, of course, you can get it on Critical Health News. But I really, really encourage folks to sign up for the newsletter, and then you'll get a free download of our food diary as well.
Do the folks answering the phone at that toll-free number I'm going to give out again have the ability to get people to the newsletter?
Absolutely. They'll direct them to the newsletter. And also, by the way, I do a Zoom call every Friday and every Monday night, Friday afternoon and Monday night, and ask the folks when you call, ask the folks about the Zoom call, dailywithdoczoom.com on Fridays and then Monday evenings as well.
Toll-free number for Ben is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. There are operators there who are taking notes on everything you say. Their notes must be 20 pages long after these shows,
good.
Huh?
They're good over there. Last thing, for folks in Colorado, I will be doing a talk in Evergreen, Colorado at the Light Lounge. We'll be talking about my Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com, and that's this Friday the 24th. At 5 p.m. Hope if you're in the Colorado area, I'd love to see you.
How close are you to Denver, Ben?
Where I'm located right now, I'm 20 miles from Denver, but Evergreen, Colorado is probably about, maybe 30 miles into the mountains. It's a beautiful, beautiful town, Evergreen.
What an airport you have in Denver. They keep building it up more and more.
Have you done any shows on the mysteries of the airport?
We've talked about it.
Yeah, there's some mysterious stuff over there.
All right, Ben. Talk to you in about 6 weeks or so. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. Up next, we're going live to Sweden to talk about magic and the occult. Stay with us.